A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
This is Vaccine 411, the latest coronavirus vaccine information for June 21st, 2021. The CDC said the Delta variant now makes up at least 10% of all U.S. cases. That's up from 2.7% of cases on May 22nd, which illustrates just how fast this variant spreads. The CDC also now designated Delta as a variant of concern, meaning it may carry a risk of more severe illness and transmissibility. In the United Kingdom, it now accounts for 90% of cases. The U.S. sent 2.5 million doses of the Moderna vaccine to Taiwan yesterday. That triples an earlier pledge. The COVID-19 death toll on the island of 24 million people has jumped to 549 from only about a dozen prior to this outbreak. While Canada is ready to loosen travel restrictions for fully vaccinated Canadians this week, the public safety minister said they want to reach a vaccination rate of 75% before fully reopening the border between Canada and the U.S. for non-essential travel. That means Canada needs to nearly quadruple its vaccination rate before that border reopens. Some emergency medicine officers overseeing Tokyo Olympics venues have a message for organizers: don't let spectators in. Those organizers will decide as soon as today whether to allow domestic spectators into stadiums. Foreign spectators are already banned. A recent poll shows 41% of Japanese still want the games canceled entirely. In Los Angeles, the impulse is to honor frontline essential workers and first responders, but also to not follow their lead when it comes to vaccinations. A report shows vaccination rates for employees at police, fire, and corrections agencies are significantly lower than other adults. There's also talk about whether those unvaccinated first responders could actually be a threat to public health instead of rescuers. In the United States, cases were down 18%, deaths are down 21%, and hospitalizations are down 21% over 14 days. The 7-day average of new cases has been trending down since June 14th. There are now 5,077,520 active cases in the United States. The current top five states by number of active cases: California, Virginia, Maryland, Kentucky, and New York. The top 10 counties with the highest number of recent cases per capita, according to the New York Times: Hutchinson, Texas; Reeves, Texas; Hockley, Texas; Gray, Texas; Dimmitt, Texas; Lynn, Missouri; Stone, Arkansas; Lamb, Texas; Polk, Missouri; and Audrain, Missouri. There have been 601,826 deaths in the U.S. recorded as COVID-related, with a current national fatality rate of 1.8%. The states with the most new deaths reported as COVID-related: California, 23; Texas, 12; Pennsylvania and Minnesota, 9, Virginia, 8, Arizona and Massachusetts, 5, New York, 4, New Jersey, Utah, Iowa, and Hawaii, 2. The top three vaccinating states by percentage of population that's had at least one dose was not updated by NPR. The numbers remain Vermont at 72.6%, Massachusetts at 68.7%, and Hawaii at 68.6%. The bottom three vaccinating states are Mississippi at 35.2%, Louisiana at 37.1%, and Alabama at 37.2%. The percentage of the U.S. that's been fully vaccinated is 44.1%. Globally, cases were down 17% and deaths down 18% over 14 days, with the 7-day average trending down since June 12th. There are now 11,554,471 active cases around the world. The five countries with the most new cases: India, 53,009, Brazil, 44,178, Colombia, 27,818, Russia, 17,611, and Indonesia, 13,737. There have now been 3,864,694 deaths reported as COVID-related worldwide. For the latest updates, subscribe for free to Vaccine 411 on your podcast app or ask your smart speaker to play the Vaccine 411 podcast.
Sound that brands.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.